Dear Cheap Astronomy, who will make it back to the moon first? So which nation will land a human back on the moon first? It's still looking like the US, since they really are building the Space Launch System and the Orion spacecraft, which have the right engineering to do the job, although a moon landing is probably still more than a decade away, since that hardware isn't operational yet, and there's no firm commitment to going back to the moon, or anywhere else really. Nonetheless, it probably will be the US, because once they've built that hardware, they're going to have to do something with it, and do something with it on a regular basis to justify maintaining all the infrastructure and keeping lots of expert staff on. NASA has talked about asteroid missions, although it's not really clear why you need to send astronauts, unless it's to teleoperate robots in real time, and those are asteroid prospecting robots that no one has built yet. And it's still the case that flying to Mars is just way too dangerous, notwithstanding you first need to build habitable modules to get there and a lander to land. And first you'd want to test that equipment pretty thoroughly, say by, you know, landing on the moon. But all that said, it's still worth keeping an eye on what everyone else is doing. China and India are launching moon missions in 2018. Unpersoned ones, of course, but that is a step in the right direction. India's Chandrayaan-2 is scheduled for launch in October 2018, following the success of Chandrayaan-1, which orbited the moon in 2008 and 2009. Chandrayaan-2 will aim to take things a step further by putting a lander on the surface and letting loose a rover. The rover will have a 3D camera and various scientific instruments, none of which sounds like we are going to get any dramatically new data, but you never know, they might still find something that no one has ever found before. And by December 2018, we are expecting the launch of the Chinese Chang'e 4. The Chinese have already put a lander on the surface and let loose a rover with the Chang'e 3 mission in 2013. Chang'e 4 is going to put a lander on the far side of the moon, which you might think is a little crazy because how will they relay the data back to Earth? But in case you didn't notice, the Chinese also launched the Keikeo satellite in June 2018, which is now positioning itself into a halo orbit around the Earth-Moon Lagrange Point 2, meaning it will be ideally positioned to relay data from the far side of the moon back to Earth. Chang'e 4 also contains a curious scientific payload, a sealed canister with potato seeds and silkworms. If the potato seeds germinate and grow, they'll absorb CO2 and produce O2, and if the silkworms hatch and grow, they'll absorb O2 and produce CO2. It's not quite this easy to create a self-perpetuating ecosystem, but it will be a neat demonstration of what might be feasible sometime in the future. And hey, it's silkworms and potatoes on the far side of the moon. If we get wiped out by an asteroid the next day, well, at least we did that much. The Chinese will take yet a step further with Chang'e 5 sometime in 2019. This will be a sample return mission. The plan is to dig at least 2 meters into the moon's near side surface and collect samples that no one has ever sampled before. There's a whole bunch of engineering challenges involved in accomplishing that task, but if the Chinese achieve it, you'd have to call it groundbreaking. Small astronomy joke there. And you'd have to start asking, what's next? Well, there might be a few more Chang'e missions yet, but the Chinese are definitely planning to land Taikonauts on the moon in the 2030s. That is a cautious and realistic deadline, which the US could easily beat if the US just commits itself to the same task sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, where committing itself to the task means it needs yet another 5 to 10 years to actually do the task. Well, we'll see. Oh, and South Korea is also joining the club with a lunar orbiter planned to launch in 2019 called the Korea Pathfinder Lunar Orbiter. The Pathfinder bit suggesting that South Korea also has long-term plans.